This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Today I will introduce a companion bill also to Congressman Jordan's plan to have complete repeal, a clean repeal. We'll be doing this in the Senate today as well. There's one thing that has united Republicans. In 2010 when we won the House, in 2014 when we won the Senate, and in 2016 when we won the White House. This doesn't divide Republicans. This brings us together, and that is complete repeal, clean repeal. As Congressman Jordan said, we voted on this last year, and every Republican voted for it. That's what we should do again. But we are divided. We have to admit we are divided on replacement. We are united on repeal, but we are divided on replacement. What's the best way to get past this impasse? Let's vote on what we voted on before, a clean repeal. Let's separate out the replacement plans. Conservatives have a replacement plan. House leadership has a replacement plan. I'm sure Democrats would like to go back and vote on the ACA again. Vote on all the replacement plans and let's see what happens. All right? But let's vote on clean repeal. The only way I think this gets done is to separate the issues. Separate out clean repeal from replacement. Let's get it done. Repeal unites us, and I think we can get that done. With that, I'd like to introduce my colleague and friend, Senator Mike Lee from Utah.
Rand Paul, of course, talking on Obamacare. In looking at the document, in the first sentence, it says that it looks at amending. And this is problematic, even in the language here. So, what Rand Paul is taking exception with to make sure that it is clear, and that is that there is a clean repeal of Obamacare. Just repeal all the stuff and then, start all over again. And he might have a point there, and his voice needs to be heard. And, I'm curious what your thoughts are on this. You can email me, Bill, at BillMartinezLive.com, or, respond to Twitter at BMartinezLive.com. And let us know your thoughts and what you feel about it. I mean, this stuff, Scott, this is kind of the messy part of governing is, as some would say, you're kind of, it's not real sexy watching the sausage being processed. And that's what we're going through right now. And like you, I mean, I'm equally frustrated that you would think that Republicans have, as have been characterized, have been chasing the car, like dogs, chasing the car. And it's like, now you got the car. Now what are you going to do with it?
The same thing a dog does. Yeah. I'm going to keep barking. I'm going to stare at it and wonder, okay, this wasn't right. Supposed to happen.
Exactly.
You would think that I don't mind that they didn't have a clear-cut plan, because I think you could talk to 10 different people and you'd get 5 different plans. I think you could talk to the average person and you'd hear 5 different ideas of what will work. But I do agree with Rand Paul where he says that it has to be a complete break. Start from zero.
Well, it really, I think from that standpoint, it answers the call of what voters, how voters responded and saying, okay, we're going to trust you. You're going to go ahead and repeal it. Okay, you repealed it. You fulfilled a promise. You're right. I agree. I agree with that, even though that some might say, well, that's just, that's optics. Well, optics are important. And the American voter and the people that voted the Republicans in said, okay, we don't trust the Democrats to do this, so we're going to entrust you to repeal it. Repeal it and then come back. But, it's like you say, and I agree, there's a lot of ideas out there, and, they need to come together in a way and as soon as possible, because even with repealing it, there's going to be some phasing out and phasing in naturally that will take place, because you just can't all of a sudden just pull the plug on this thing, right? Although I'm sure some people would like to. But the conversation will continue. I say don't get wiggy on it. Don't get all upset. This is all part of the process. This is free speech. We need to talk about it. And you as a voter need to stay in touch. even if it's 5 minutes, stay in touch with your legislators. Let them know what your opinion is. It does count. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour day, top of the hour, I should say, and I started to talk about International Women's Day, which we're commemorating, and how are you doing? You know, as some are out there, they want to celebrate the day by being, by not participating, I guess, because we're supposed to appreciate, you know, women by not having them around. I had somebody tweet me and go, hey, well, traffic is light. I don't know, you know, kind of thing. But as we were talking with Jennifer Burke earlier, you know, some of this stuff, when it gets so much self-interested, you kind of miss the point here. What International Women's Day, I think of International Women's Day, I think of these poor women of these other countries, what they're subjected to. I mean, you know, and as I told Jennifer, you know, what the women here in America are enduring is a hangnail compared to what they're subjected to. To me, International Women's Day, I think of them. I don't think about, you know, certainly we have issues here in this country, and I don't mean to sound chauvinistic, but sometimes it can, you know, we kind of lose the point of what it's all about. Kind of like immigration and this latest executive order. This is why we need to bring somebody with some sobriety and reason and certainly a lot of knowledge on this topic. Bruce Thatcher is with us, author of the Breakthrough book. It is one of my favorite books on immigration. It is a must for your library. If you don't have it, shame on you, because you need to. It's an excellent book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. I always love, you know, when you look back at history and what Bruce has done, he has captured historical evidence and facts of what people have done, what nations have done traditionally with immigration, how it's run its course, the mistakes that they've made. You know, it's all about history. He's the founder of History Speaks today. So, it's a project dedicated to sharing lessons learned from history to help us avoid making the same mistakes. And it's in that same spirit that he gives us immigration, how to avoid its perils and make it work. Bruce Thatcher, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine, Bill, and it's great to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the president's latest executive order. We went from 7 countries to 6 because somehow it seemed to be a problem for some people that Iraq was noted there. But, you know, these 7 countries that were noted with reason, even with the Obama administration, were failing or failed countries. And by failing and failed, I want you to explain to our audience, Bruce Thatcher, what that means when it comes to visas and information sharing so that when somebody comes in the country, we know who they are, right?
That's right. And before somebody comes to the country, they're supposed to be issued a visa based upon some sort of what Trump calls vetting, but examination of the background to show that they are, one, who they say they are, and two, they're coming here for the reason they say they're coming here, and three, that they're somebody that we want, that we truly want to have come into our country. And in these countries and others, but in particular in these countries, the internal infrastructure and systems have broken down to the point where we can't they can't and we can't presumably do a good job of this vetting process. So this order is it's a temporary order. It's a 90-day order. It was in the first place. It was temporary to give us time to put in place mechanisms for more properly knowing and examining these people before they come here. Based upon some pretty trivial things, people who oppose almost anything that Trump does, but people who oppose what he does in immigration found a judge who would say for them, all right, you're probably right. There's something wrong with it, and so they issued an injunction and halted it. Now we have a new order. It's been tweaked. Some of the specific problems have been taken out of it. Iraq is now no longer part of it, presumably letting in some of the folks who have actually supported us in the past and need to get out of Iraq and come here. Mm-hmm. But already, on the news this morning, Hawaii is about to seek an injunction to try to stop that order. I think this whole thing on this particular executive order is kind of just one little I don't want to call it a sideshow, but one little element in Trump's overall immigration plan. And if we want to understand what's going on, really we need to go back to his speech of last year when he was a candidate. He gave a 10-point speech on immigration, and we're looking at lots of things he's doing on lots of points, but I took another look at it, and I think maybe we ought to look harder, or maybe look first at his point number 10, in which he said we're going to reform legal immigration to serve the best interests of America and its workers. And everything he's doing now seems like it might be part of that process, the negotiation, the bottom line of his immigration deal. It's kind of like he's saying, okay, one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to enforce the laws, and that'll maybe make you want to change them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, that could be the other side of the coin, no doubt about it. And I understand when somebody says reform, you know, like Barack Obama, you know, everybody was yelling, you know, cheering and starting big parades behind him and everything. And I'm going, reform what? And nobody asked about reform what? And then they get into it and they go, well, this isn't the reformation I was thinking of, you know.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
So yes, I understand why that probably caused your head to spin a little bit. And I, like you, because I'm not sure what his vision in terms of immigration is, other than, hey, let's enforce what we have in place right now. You know, let's get the wall in place. Let's let ICE do their job. And then if there needs to be some modification, well, you know, let the people speak up and let's see what we do. But right now we know that open borders and all the chaos and the dysfunctional immigration plan that we have right now, where you got people coming back into this country who have been deported. They're convicted of felonies. They're sent back home. And then they come back. You know, I think they're part kangaroo or part Australian or something. They boomerang right back into the country, you know, to do more damage. And it's like, this is ridiculous. We cannot have this anymore. And certainly one of the key issues for the voters in November was, we want a president who understands national security. And this is what this president is trying to put into place. And you can see how many other people, you know, for the sake of just the, you know, the word not being exactly stated, you know, in just the perfect legalese sort of way, you know, they want to take exception for it. You know, it's like, well, wait a minute. Can we err on the side of, you know, national security for a change? Would that be possible?
Well, and this particular executive order, in fact, in my view, is much more an order dealing with national security than it is dealing with immigration. The immigration impact of it is almost insignificant. It's a security. That is a security issue, which happens to involve some immigration issues.
And of course, what cracks me up, Bruce, is they say, well, this is targeted toward the Muslims. Well, if the country is 90% Muslim, yeah, I could probably, you might think that, but It's still for what it is. You know, we can't vet these people. We don't know. And then we're not even talking about, Bruce, here the countries that are selling their visas, right? As a
That's
side
right.
business. Oh, Lord. There's no question. Bruce Hatcher is with us, author of Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. What a novel concept. Thank you, Bruce.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage, or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
It's about living and thriving, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way we do it. Not counting on the government of everything. Look what happened the last 8 years. I'll tell you, it was so close. You know, Bruce Thatcher, I was thinking, you know, for all the problems that America is dealing with, you know, what would America be looking like today had Hillary Clinton been elected?
We wouldn't be having this discussion.
No.
I just think we dodged an enormous bullet.
Right. Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the Clinton Foundation would be living. I mean, it would be thriving. It would be thriving. I mean, right now the doors are shuttered. It's dropping off operations. I mean, interesting, you know, consider the connection here. While she's in government, the Clinton Foundation thriving. She's out of government. It's not working. So what does that tell you right there in and of itself? This incredible, I mean, this thing that Barack Obama said was just such a benefit that they did such great work. If that was the case, why didn't it continue to work?
Well, even the analysis, you know, the official or semi-official analyses you get of foundations puts the lie to that statement.
Right. Well, Bruce, what are you making of this accusation that came out over last weekend? You know, Trump, in his typical hyperbole, lays out that Barack Obama had bugged, you know, Trump Tower.
Well, more than anything else, what I do is I wonder about it. I can't imagine that he would make that statement without having some evidence, some indication. I think that he tends to exaggerate things often to cause them to get brought more out into the limelight.
Well, he's still
and
the
I
headline.
Don't for a moment
yeah.
doubt that I don't for a moment doubt that that could have happened.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and it's so funny because now you get all the legal beagles out there, right? Well, you know, the president, you know, legally can't do, well, you know, of course we know the president legally can't do that, but you know, just like he didn't tell the IRS wink wink to go after these conservative organizations and make sure that they didn't get vetted properly. I mean, how many cycles did the IRS and Lois Lerner block, voting cycles did they block as a result of the shenanigans they pulled just on the Tea Party and any other conservative groups? Nobody talks about this. Go ahead.
Yeah, nobody talks about it because the people who do most of the talking, at least publicly, the press and so forth, do not object to those things as they were applied to non-progressives.
Yes. Well, it's the world we live in right now. It's no wonder that people are frustrated, and those conservatives and constitutionalists who were celebrating the election of Donald Trump need to understand the job's not over. I mean, this is just the beginning, isn't it?
It is just the beginning. If we want to save this country, it is just the beginning because we still see, and it's been in the news even yesterday and the day before, and it will be in the news tomorrow and the next day, about various groups engaging in self-interest activities that are specifically denying our basic constitutional rights, especially free speech, to anybody who doesn't happen to agree with them.
Exactly.
And we see institutions, colleges and universities in particular, supporting this kind of behavior, and this is absolutely, absolutely dangerous, truly dangerous to the survival of this country.
Like, these institutions have all the goods, Bruce. They have it all. They don't need any outside input. I mean, here they are. They reject a guy like Charles Murray, who is absolutely brilliant. You imagine how many nuggets of life experience he has in his back pocket that he's lost along the way, that these kids will never learn. And they ignored, they shouted down the opportunity to get a perspective. I mean, the asset that they had there in their midst and kicked him out the door to their great loss.
They have no understanding of the purpose of even why they are, of why they are in school. And what's even worse is the institution itself apparently, of course, it wasn't as bad on the part of the institution there as it might have been at other places, but the institutions often prove that they don't have any understanding of why they exist either. They're supposed to teach, they're supposed to present diversity of views and diversity of things so that students will learn to think and make their own judgments, and instead they don't. They just pander to the crowd.
And Bruce, you bring up an excellent point here, and I hope people are really catching this, because this has been what I've seen over and over again. There is loss of mission, loss of sense of mission abounding, whether it's at the institutions, in government. I mean, Obamacare, the reason Obamacare is dying, and for all intent and purposes, I mean, it's on life support right now. It just needs to, you need to unplug it and let it go by its wayside. But the reason it did is because it had a flawed mission. You know, they tried to keep it close. You know, Jonathan, what was Jonathan's last name, who was the professor that was one of the architects, Gruber. Jonathan Gruber. I mean, this was all, the final turn for them and their mission was single payer. It wasn't going to happen. They just figured, look, if they made it bad enough, because this is what Democrats do, this is what progressives do, is they get a foothold in and they make it bad enough and then you just kind of surrender. You're just so worn out, you throw the white flag up of surrender and you let them have your way, you know, their way, and their way means less your way, which means less liberty and less constitutional rights, doesn't it?
I think it does. That you bring it up in that case, and that mission was single payer, and I'd even take it farther than that. That mission was solidified governmental control over the lives of the citizens, of the people.
Yeah, every turn. Let's look at what President Obama and Hillary Clinton did with the coal, you know, Harry Reid with the coal industry. What was their mission? Their mission wasn't freedom. It wasn't for, you know, the coal miners. It wasn't for the laborers, the families out there that lived off of coal, that had good jobs out there. All they wanted to do is as they told her, they just, Bruce, and my heart broke for these guys because I know where they come from. We just want to work. We just want our jobs.
Yeah.
We don't want no $1 billion, you know, $20-$40 billion retraining. We want to do what we know.
And Harry Reid just is an example of what makes it so obvious and open when he stands there and when asked concerning Mitt Romney, did he lie? And he says, well, we won the election, didn't we?
Right.
I mean, their interest is not the American people. Their interest is all self-interest in their own perspective. And I'm hoping to make some of that a lot more clear in my new book as we could get it published.
Well, you know, maybe Obamacare is just the beginning of the repealing of the progressives' agenda. You know,
I hope so.
Maybe so. You know, just as we're talking, Bruce, and I'm like you, I'm hopeful to this end. But the people need to make sure that they're activated activists in their government. You know, the government lost its way because, again, the DNA, the foundational moorings of this country is based on we the people. If we don't do our job, they're not going to do their job.
It is on the people, and we as the people have to understand that this is not a quick fix situation.
No.
This is not by next year it'll all be taken care of. This is long term. This is really long term.
And the thing is that comes against us is a culture that says, you know, we have a right to this, that, you know, we don't want to put in the hard work. And, you know, the founding fathers put in the hard work. They put in their lives, their blood, their sweat, their tears, their frustration, everything. They laid it on the line. Over the ages, we've had citizens and patriots of this country put it all on the line. And here it is. You know, we're being asked to put it on the line once again. I mean, this is an opportunity for a new American revolution, a revolution that will get this country back on track. But that's what it's going to be, Bruce. It's not going to be some easy little quick fix that you can look to Donald Trump or somebody else who's even more charming to come along the way and fix the problem, because we are the problem, aren't we?
We are the problem, and we've got to keep to fix it. We've got to keep our eye on a long-term solution and recognize that all of these particulars that we see with Donald Trump and the current political situation and the advances we make.
Well, Bruce, we've got to leave it there. We're out of time. Bruce Thatcher on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. Appreciate it.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Letting you know about it before the jamification hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 3 hours, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We'll remind you to go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We got this really neat Shaq package that we're giving away. It includes the book, the CD from the music, all the music on the movie, The Shaq. We got free tickets and a Bible study available to you. All you got to do is send me an email. Tell me, hey, put me, Martinez, put me, please. In the hoppa, we pull your name. We're going to get these out right away, so make sure you respond right away so you're in the running, because we got to start giving those things out. They're neat packages. You will enjoy them. I'll tell you, you know, there is a lot going on in investing right now, and one of the things we're hearing about is cluster bombing. And this may be a new term for you, and you're going to understand a little bit more in just a few moments here. You know, consider 158 banks, pension funds, and other financial institutions invested $28 billion worldwide into cluster bomb producers over the last 5 years. Now, do you know what your portfolio funds? Well, in January 2017, Motif Investing's National Investor Survey surfaced that 65% of investors don't have a clear understanding of their investment holdings. The survey designed to better understand the current motivations of individuals and investors revealed that 68% of investors would change their investment decisions if they knew they violated their values, and 73% have no idea whether their investments are aligned with their personal values. Here to give us a clearer understanding and perspective on this is Hardeep Walia, the founder and CEO of Motif. Hardeep, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, thanks, Bill. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for your survey and what Motif has done here. So break it down further for us, the major findings of your survey.
So post-2016, personal values are no longer things we talk with friends over dinner. It is a national conversation where we're willing to talk about personal values with strangers on social media.
Mm-hmm.
So what we surveyed, we found out 83% of Americans said in personal values are important when it comes to making their investing decision. 57% said they would be angry if they found out their money was going to fund things that they did not believe in. And 42% said, only 42% said they're actually doing it today. And when we sat down in focus groups with them, we found out even they weren't actually doing it right. Mm-hmm. And so what we wanted to do is we saw the opportunity between those that wanted to invest consistent with their values, the 83%, those that are doing it, and we set out to try and solve that problem.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, and it's typical of the culture today. We're so doggone busy. We have intent in our heart to want to be consistent, to have integrity with our values, and we want everything, to be consistent that way. But meanwhile, we got a teenager driving us crazy and adding to the gray hairs on our head, or whatever thing that occurs to challenge us and knock us off guard. There's no question that we're all very busy. So how do we wrangle this in to where our values are consistent with our investings?
Well, you have to make it easy. And today we're already doing a lot of things. We're voting our dollars. We're voting consumption dollars when we choose to go to this restaurant and not that restaurant. When we choose to not buy a Canada Goose coat, we're making decisions all along, but we're only doing it with consumption dollars. And you have a lot more investing dollars. You just don't know how to vote them. So what we do is we make it easy. You come to our site in a couple of minutes. We do everything for you. You just tell us what your values are and what is important to you. So if you care about a sustainable planet, or you want to make sure child labor is not hidden away in your portfolio, or whether your CEO and your boards are in cahoots together, what we do is we rip those companies out of your portfolio and we replace them with equivalent companies so your investing strategy is intact. And so we do it for you, and then we make everything transparent so that if you see something that you might disagree with us, because values by very definition are personal. They're subjective.
Right.
You can go out and change it, and we don't charge you anything additional for making changes. So you pay $10 a month, and after that, every dollar you invest is a dollar invested in the market. And if you see something you don't like, that $10 covers your 401k, your IRA accounts, your children's accounts. That's all you pay. And what we wanted to do is get the notion of, I'm not going to make a change because it'll cost me a transaction. We wanted to stop that, and we even launched a guarantee so that if you act on your values on one of our portfolios, if you rip these stocks out and it underperforms your non-value portfolio by more than 1%, I'll even give you your subscription back.
Wow. Well, let me ask you, we brought up the term cluster bomb producers, and I think you've touched on it, and I think we have a better understanding. But I want to make sure that people are tracking with us, because I brought that up, and I don't want them thinking in the middle of what we're discussing. Okay, Bill, you mentioned cluster bombing. What is all that about?
So, and for those of you who've seen the Night Manager, the Emmy-winning show, they actually showed you what one of these things looks like. It's a nasty bomb that splits into smaller bombs, and not all of the pieces of the bomb actually explodes on landing. And so what they've been banned in many developed countries because children see them and they look like toys, they pick them up and bad things happen.
Yes.
But it's not just cluster bombs. There are things we do in our daily lives that we just have no idea. I had no idea that one in five cell phones are the product of child labor. They use cobalt. Cobalt predominantly comes from Congo. And that's where child labor are mining the cobalt for your cell phone. And one in fives are tainted with that, and I had no idea. And so it really is about giving you the information so you can make the right decision. Last night at dinner, I asked the waiter, hey, the sea bass that I'm having, what fish line was it caught with? And he gave me the answer.
Mm-hmm.
But if I tried to do the equivalent question in the investing world, I have no information.
They knew the fish line the sea bass was captured on? Wow.
Because they're huge standards. If you go to a sustainability restaurant, they have to give that information because their consumers are asking those questions. We want to do the same thing. And unfortunately, there is no USDA that's going to certify your beef as organic.
Exactly.
We don't have that function right now. The regulators don't do that in the investing world. So what we want to do is start by giving consumers the information they need to make the right decision, and it starts by just letting them know what they're invested in. And that's a very hard problem. And if you put money in a fund, it's your fund manager's values, not yours.
Exactly.
We want to give you the power, and we have to your earlier point, Bill, have to make it super easy because we all live busy lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I live on planes practically, and we want it easy. We want it convenient, and that's why technology. I'm an ex-technology exec for Microsoft. That's why I devoted the last few years building this company to really use cutting-edge technology to make it easy, to let you do what it is you want to do, but make it so it's not a ton of work.
Well, and this is where automated investments comes into play and can complement the hustle and bustle of our lives today, right?
No, absolutely. We use technology in all walks of life, and more people are using technology to give you what it is you want to do. So, and we allow you to invest in anything. You want to invest in fighting climate change, battling cancer. We give you the tools. All you got to do is click buy. And for us, the automation, the rebalancing, the dividend reinvesting, we give that to you, but we also give you the ability to change it if you don't want.
Exactly.
Right now, we live in a world in the financial industry where it's all or nothing. You want my product, take it all, or you don't. In our case, you can take the product and you can make it your own.
Well, you've
and
really
it's
empowered
very easy
the
to do,
investor,
and it doesn't cost you anything.
You've empowered the investor.
Well, you know, good.
It
pays to be good.
Right.
It pays to be good, and that's why we guarantee it. Because good investing is not only good for your soul, it's actually good for your financial health.
Without a doubt. We got about a minute left here, Hardeep. You touched a little bit on the Motif Impact. How is it different from robo-advisors and where they can go for more information? So three questions here that we can build in this last 50 seconds, okay?
So we're different in that we use our own products. You directly own the securities. You don't own them through a fund. We empower you so you see what you're invested in and you can change it. And you can go to motif.com, M-O-T-I-F.com, for more information. And we don't even charge you to try our product out for free.
Wow, that's great. Why did you fill the survey?
We did the survey mainly as part of product research with our existing customers. We have about 350,000 happy Motifers.
Yes.
And they started talking. We wanted to talk about another financial product. They wanted to talk to us about values.
Wow.
And so post-2016, all our customers, whether you were more left or more right, it didn't really matter. Everyone was talking about values.
All out of time. Thank you very much.
I'd like to pay less taxes. Listen, there are two things every American's going to do in their lifetime, die and pay taxes. If you want to live longer, exercise and eat right. We really can't help you much there. But we can help you pay less taxes. If the IRS claims you owe them 10 grand or more in back taxes, you've got two choices. First, you pay them exactly what they want. Wrong answer. Second choice, you call my friends at the Tax Relief Line. They'll call the IRS for you and help you pay less, in some cases, a lot less. They have a track record of saving their clients thousands of dollars. Listen, if you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, call now and see how much we can save you. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. That's 866-657-8520.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Guys, if you've been using or wanting to try Viagra but are worried about the costs, we have great news. Now you can finally get real results at huge discounts with our Healthy Men alternative to the little blue pill. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get results for a fraction of the price? Call today and get 40 pills for only $99. Others cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want real results at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill for Viagra when you can get real results for less than $3 per pill. Call 800-919-0432 today and save over $500. You can have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Call right now and we'll rush you your supply delivered discreetly to your door. Just call 800-919-0432. That's 800-919-0432. Again, 800-919-0432.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
I mean, given the alternative, I mean, why would you want to give it up, right? I mean, this is what freedom's all about, but it's not free. A price is definitely required. Welcome back, America. Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We have a new feature here, and an old friend that's good to have back. And not that she's old. She's very young. Andra Kay, conservative radio TV host. She's host of Andra Kay Show. Makes sense that she would be a host of the Andra Kay Show, not the Barbara Streisand Show. And it airs on 1170, The Answer in San Diego, and on the Red Nation Rising Radio, Share Media, and ICRN radio networks as well. She's a regular contributor and guest host on TV and radio shows like Tipping Point on One America News Network. Also, you're doing Newsmax as well, right?
Yeah, pretty much every week. And it's just a joy to do that show, particularly America Talks Live, because we get to interact with all the Americans out there. Super fun.
Yeah. Well, this new feature with Andrew we wanted to introduce to you, ladies and gentlemen, is kind of like a water cooler type of conversation, those stuff that you kind of talk about at work and, you know, you kind of like you're in the know of what's happening. And we just want to make sure that you're aware of these important cultural events and entertainment, idiosyncrasies that you love about this country. And, of course, at the head of the list here, Andrea, is International Women's Day. And thank God that you decided to come to work. I mean, because there are some women teachers. Even, you know, that I think is just absolutely disgusting, and we were talking about this earlier, this could be one of those Ronald Reagan air traffic controller moments where these teachers kind of just said, hey, I'm not working today. And, I mean, what about all these women, these single women, that now they got to not only work, you know, do their own work, but now they got to do the work of the teachers and everything because they decided to check out. I mean, this is not good.
Well, no, it's not good, and it's like who's left at the water cooler to talk about all the important issues of the day if these women aren't showing up to work?
Exactly.
Like, what would you be doing for the next 14 minutes, Bill, if I decided not to show up on you here? But you know, as a woman, you know, I particularly a conservative woman, it always kind of gets my hackles up a little bit when I see, you know, any hashtag or any movements around women, because it always seems to be around certain women and their particular causes. And so, you know, I kept thinking, what is this day without women supposed to be? And I got on the website doing my research because I want to do them justice here. And right. I found that it's supposed to be about equity, justice, and human rights for women and all gender oppressed people through a day of demonstration of economic solidarity. What? Honey, I don't even know what that means. You know, it's supposed to be a part of a takeoff on that march in January. So I'm saying, wait a second, if this includes anything like that, where women were dressed in costumes, made up to look like their private parts, feeling about being nasty, I say, we don't need women like that, Bill. I say, right. We're happy to be without you. Bye, Felicia.
Yeah. Exactly. Close the door. Well, you know, and the thing is, to your point, exactly, Andrea, is that when it becomes introspective, when it's all about me and really not about the International Women's Day, because you think about the women around the world that truly need equity, that are subjected to all kinds of horrendous deal, including sex slavery and genital mutilation and all that, you know, that goes on. I mean, it's disgusting. I mean, compared to what they're going through, the women here in the United, I mean, we're talking a hangnail here. Come on, please.
Right, exactly. Women in America, what exactly is their issue? What equal rights or human rights are women in America not getting? Because, see, I've been, you know, thank you for saying that I'm not old, but I've been in America quite a few years, Bill, and I can't think of one right that I don't have that my brothers in America have. And
right.
How many women realize that this march involves, you talk about female genital mutilation, this is supposed to be a march for women all around the world and gender for human rights. While they're marching with one of the organizers is a pro-Sharia person, and we know that, you know, talk about, you know, a world without women, you know, the Sharia is where women get, you know, stoned to death and the, you know, honor killings, and they're importing that into this country. So what I would say to the women, you know, around there, be careful. It's like you were saying, be careful what line you get into. Be careful of what march you get yourself involved in, because actually today, if you're a part of this, you're actually helping to promote Sharia. And there ain't nothing involving women's rights in Sharia. And I'm glad you brought up the schools, though, because there were actually school districts in several states that actually shut down in anticipation of this. Now, who are they helping and who are they hurting? Because I'm seeing kids getting hurt, not getting an education today, and moms out there trying to figure out what to do with their kids today.
Right. Yeah, the inordinate pressure puts on them. I mean, it's tough enough when your kids are sick, but when the teachers go out, I mean, wow, it's exponential, the pain that is felt by these families. You know, I wonder how Barbara Streisand would fare under Sharia law. I mean, she's having a tough enough time with Trump. She says Trump's making her fat. I didn't know that Trump delivered chocolates and that sort of thing and bonbons. I guess he does that now, right?
Well, you know, I think Babs may need to recut that famous song of hers, people who need people into people who need pancakes, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's all about the pancake indulgence right now. But I got to say, you know, I kind of don't blame Babs. You know, when you're an aging has-been married to a hottie like James Brolin, you may need to come up with some excuse for the fact that you're packing on the pound.
Right.
And I bet yesterday on International Pancake Day, she was dragging him to restaurants.
You think she took seconds and thirds? Is that what you're telling me?
Oh, she's been taking thirds.
She went to the buffet line. No, she went major on the buffet line. All in the name of Trump. Don't blame me. Blame Trump. Oh,
well, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a winner-winner pancake dinner for her because she just has to come up with an excuse for that hunky man of hers for why she's fat. He probably wants to throw a burka over her.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, but she gets to be a hero to the left because she gets to blame Trump because, you know, he's to blame for everything.
Well, I was glad to hear this news about Ivanka Trump, you know, Ivanka's clothing line. It's taking on the sales. And I thought that this was early on, you know, with all the controversy with Nordstrom's, you know, taking their line off and suggesting that it wasn't selling. And I said, just wait and see. You know, the story is yet, the book is not closed. The chapter is not closed on this Ivanka clothing line. And, you know, there's nothing, I tell my son all the time, I said, there's nothing like revenge as the redemption of success. I mean, you know, you have success, and that is the best form of revenge.
Absolutely. And here we are on International Women's Day, hashtag a day without a woman. It's supposed to be about, you know, women empowerment. Here is a woman who on her own started an incredibly successful fashion line. And, you know, why do they hate her so much? She should be celebrated by the women on the left for her success. But they're just so green with envy.
Yeah.
She needs to be coming up with a fashion line all in green, a new line of dresses in honor of these women who hate her so much that they tried to destroy her line. And what ended up happening, according to reports, there's an e-commerce aggregator list that said from January to February, her sales increased 346%.
Wow.
They didn't put any hurt on Ivanka.
No,
and, you know,
that.
As somebody, Yeah, and that was a movement from Grab Your Wallet. They're behind, I guess, all these, you know, boycott things, and it just backfired on them. And, you know, you can't keep a good woman down, and you can't keep a successful fashion line down, because you know who benefits from these lines, Bill? I haven't seen, you know, you don't wear dresses, so you
don't
know. thank you for that.
Yeah. I buy dresses, though, because I'm a very giving person, you know, so that's okay.
And what's great about her line is that it's perfect for low to middle income women, because you can look fabulous and successful and professional, you know, for little money. So they were trying to put a line out of business that is helpful to the lower income people. But you know what? Ivanka continues to roll on, and I'm happy about it.
You know, Andrea, this is where my faith in the free enterprise system, the DNA of this country, where it lives on, is that no matter what they do, when they try to do something that is oppressive and progressive and counter our inherent DNA, it still finds a way to come forth. You know, they can't absolutely kill it. It's even like the Kleins. I think the Kleins, you know, whose business was taken away with this ridiculous thing because this couple, you know, that wanted a cake for their same-sex marriage ceremony, and the Kleins didn't want to participate, and they've been fined $135,000, which through crowdfunding, they got that money back, but they're going to the Supreme Court with this issue. But, you know, and I spoke with Melissa last year, and it was heartbreaking to look in her eyes, and I said, how are you doing? I mean, this is your dream that's been stolen away. And, you know, it was heartbreaking, but I'll tell you, I know that they're going to come back just like Ivanka, because the free enterprise system, the very nature of this country and what we're all about, will not allow it to be stifled. It will come forth. On the other hand, too, let's talk a little bit of sports. ESPN cutting back.
Oh.
It seems like, you know, all this, speaking of boycotts, this boycotting of the American way of life, not serving them very well, is it?
No, not at all. Talk about the free market working, you know, and I can say myself, what a lot of people don't know about Andrea is that I used to be an NFL fanatic, and I started every morning with my cup of coffee and ESPN until they started taking a turn towards the left and stopped talking less about my man Drew Brees and started talking a little too much about little lefty politics. And I wasn't the only one that changed the channel a couple of years ago. They started feeling the pinch, and so they started getting rid of a bunch of behind-the-scenes jobs. But they're still bleeding out. According to Outkick the Coverage, you know, they turned into MSESPN, and it's just really hurt them. They, you know, they Dixie chicked themselves.
Right.
Okay. They, you know, people
can do that's a good word. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And then on top of it, I guess they've been losing subscribers. I mean, they're losing, according to Outkick, something like 13 million cable subscribers. They're losing like 10,000 subscribers every day in 2017. They are bleeding out. Meanwhile, they're spending all their money on these like live sports rights or whatever. And Outkick says that within 5 years, they're going to be bye-bye.
Wow. I mean, you talk about, you know, just, you know, putting the death nail in yourself and making yourself irrelevant. I mean, this is self-inflicted, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. They sided themselves with Kaepernick, and he's sidelined too, and they are too.
Well, there it is. Andrea Kay. Andrea, good to have you with us. I'm looking forward to having you on with us every week. And make sure, you know, if you're going to be in a parade, be in the right line, right?
Yes. Don't be in the line people tell you to be in, unless it's me and Bill.
You got it. Andrea Kay on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Andrea. Have a good day.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you had in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you ever...